Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
Paul Ferguson, he is the son of Shanda Vander Ark. Remember her from her trial and sentencing recently, the mom who tortured her son to death with the assistance of an older son, Paul Ferguson. It was an absolutely heartbreaking, horrible, horrible case where you saw the cycle of abuse taking effect first. And now Paul facing the music for his deeds and doing what Baum told him, now being sentenced to 30 to 100 years behind bars. Joining me to discuss, Dr. Joni Johnston, forensic psychologist. This was one where, gosh, I didn't know what to think about Paul. There's a lot of empathy there, just viewing this as someone who is simply a product of his upbringing, but at the same point, he was an adult when he was taking out or carrying out the will of his mother and abusing his brother. But at the same point, there's got to be some accountability here. What's your thoughts on how this has all played out?
I think a lot of people feel the way you feel, Tony, and I feel similarly in the sense that he was a legal adult. At the same time, I have to say I was stunned by the sentence he got and the comments the judge made during the sentencing, because I just, even though I certainly would not have voted for him to go free, just to walk out the door after this trial was over, I felt like, you know, there are certainly some very significant mitigating factors in terms of his behavior. Of course, not least of which is his mom and the influence she had over him. Mm-hmm. And we all know, as somebody who worked, you know, extensively with abused kids in the past, that loyalty and that pull that parents hold over children, no matter how, you know, poor a parent, how misguided the parent is, how evil the parent can be, there still is that sense of loyalty and love for that parent. And so I don't feel like they're equal, and I don't feel like they're equally culpable. And I feel like that, you know, 10 years down the road, he is not going to be the person that he has been living with his mom. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate to me that he got such an extensive sentence.
Was the judge overstepping without really fully grasping the psychological factors that were going on here? Because I know there were some evaluations done on Paul prior to the sentencing, and the judge seemed to be basing a lot of his future on those findings, basically stating that he believed he was one step away from being the psychopath that his mother is. And, you know, for the sake of the safety of people outside of that courtroom, it's best that this person be put away, albeit not his fault that he's necessarily that way. But basically, you have no say in the matter because this is kind of what you were brought up with. Was it too far overstepping? Would mental health a situation where he's sent to some sort of a mental health facility have been a better option than throwing this kid into prison for the next at least 30 years?
Well, depending upon where he's placed, he'll have the option to get mental health treatment, in prison. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I would have argued that he needed to be put into a mental health facility, because I think the purpose of that is really to treat severe mental illnesses. And I'm not sure that there was evidence that this is somebody who's psychotic or has been or those kinds of things. I think this is somebody who was really shaped by his environment and was acting accordingly. So I don't think that would have been necessarily the thing to do. And let me also tell you, and I know you know this because I'm sure you've seen comments, the judge is not alone. I mean, there have been many comments I've seen on various platforms of people, clapping their hands and feeling very much like the judge did in terms of, hey, you're just like your mom. There's no difference, or you're worse than your mom, or whatever. I do think that, there's a debate. How much do we want to, as a society, take into account mitigating factors?
Yeah.
Given the fact that the behavior is the same.
Yeah.
Right. And there's some people who say, hey, the behavior should stand alone. If you do the behavior, then you're responsible. And there are other people who say, look, circumstances are not equal all the time. And we should, as a society, take into account the fact that's why we have the insanity plea.
Yeah.
Because somebody can do something horrible, and yet we look and figure out that this person was on their medication and they had a delusion, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think he considered a lot of mitigating factors, obviously, in his comments. But I don't think he's alone in that sentiment.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.